In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For humble and grateful hearts enlightened by the gospel, that we would always bow down and worship the King and willingly offer him the most precious gifts we have to give, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the church, that God's people may be united in doctrine, live in harmony and peace, and labor together to bring the light of Christ to those still dwelling in darkness and death, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the leaders of the nations, that God would endow them with justice and fill them with wisdom, compassion, and care, and that, unlike Herod, they would seek to uphold life and watch over the welfare of the governed, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who need the comfort of the Lord's presence, healing according to his will, relief of suffering, and an end to the terrors of heart and mind. Especially we pray today for the family and friends of Greg Greenman. We pray for Kristen and her family, and for those who we name now in our hearts and aloud. That he would sustain the weary with his word, the wounded with hope, and the dying with peace. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. May your light shine on us and bring us the fruits of repentance in our daily lives. Give us confidence in your word, that we would embrace your holy will without fear. Hear us and answer us, we pray, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.